Who knows that you have been prepared for such a time as this? Esther chapter 4, verses 12 to 17. When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer, and quote, "Do not think that because you are in the king's house you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this." And quote, then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, and quote, "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." And quote. So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. In our long history, our people have had a history of hardships, internally and externally, with countless civil wars and invasions. Nevertheless, it is God's great blessing and the potential of people that the economy has grown to be the 10th largest place in the world. We must love our own nation where we were born and live in. Our nation is just like a shelter for animals. Just as sheep are protected and are peaceful when they are in a safe shelter, likewise, when we are in the arms of the Republic of Korea, our homeland, we can be protected and enjoy a peaceful life. There are countless people around the world that lost their nation and are living in sorrow. They lost their hope for the life as well their nation and they live in anxiety. Think of the time that we lost our country to Japan for 36 years. Even our family and first names were taken away, our language and our national spirit were taken away. At the time, Emperor Gojong knew Japanese people's atrocities. So, whenever he had meals, he had a dog next to him so that dog could taste it first and see whether it had poison in it or not. They brutally murdered Queen Myeongseong, our mother of our nation, dragged her corpse to the Green Garden, poured oil on her, and burned her body. It is a heartbreaking history of the era when our country was lost. Without an existence of our nation, success of people, prosperity of people cannot be possible. Families, and prosperity of families also, success of businesses, development, cannot also exist without having a nation. We must cherish Korea, our homeland where there is freedom and peace. However, at the moment, we are in an ideological confusion. Even if economy develops, if ideas get shaken, the society and nation would fall down. Just like a ship with a broken compass, it is drifting. If you are a citizen of Korea, you must have a clear idea about our country and a firm identity. In today's word, Esther was taken captive as a Jew, and because she was so beautiful to look at, she became a queen to the great empire, King of Persia. However, Esther, knowing that her country is on the verge of complete destruction, she even risked her life, fasted and prayed fervently for her nation and for her people. Mordecai asked Esther this question. Wouldn't this be God's timing and purpose that you became a queen so that you could save your people? Firstly, think about God's will for Esther. Let us read verses 13 to 14. Know that this is a blessing God has given you for such a time as this. Who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this? Esther was a captive, but later she became the queen of the great empire of the king of Persia because of her beautiful appearance. This is something that cannot be even imagined. It is an unimaginable blessing. Esther was put in a position where she could enjoy all the wealth, glory and power. However, the Jewish people were in danger of complete destruction because of Haman's conspiracy. At that time, Mordecai informed Esther that the people of Judah were falsely accused and are in a danger of complete destruction. He came up with three kinds of roles that she could play in this situation. Firstly, as in verse 13, do not think that you will be able to live alone because you are a queen. Secondly, as in verse 14, if you remain silent and do not do anything, then God will save the people of Judah in a different way. Thirdly, as in the latter part of verse 14, wouldn't this be for this time that you became the queen? These three things Mordecai told her were the things that she could not easily choose without her giving up all the glory she has. It was something that she had to choose even by risking her life to save her people. She was told that if she refuses to live comfortably on her own, then God will save her people somehow in another way. Also, she was told that if that is the case, then her blessing would not be guaranteed. Wouldn't this position of queen given to you just for this time pay a special attention to the part where it says, for this time. Wouldn't this a blessing from God for this time of crisis? It is the word of God saying think of the will of God in this. That is right. If you have a better condition than others, please know that it is not a blessing that has been given to you to be used for yourself only. If you have health, exceptionally better than others, it should not be used as an instrument of sin, but an instrument of righteousness. If you have talents, knowledge and possessions, if you can use them for the glory of God and for your neighbors in a valuable way, this is grace of God. Secondly, how did Esther respond? Let us look at verses 15 to 16. She firstly chose to pray. Let us read verse 16. First of all, she asked others to pray for her. She asked for intercessory prayer for a period of 3 days with fasting. Also, she fasted and prayed for 3 days. Because she even risked her life to break the rules in order to save her people and then went to the king. At that time, breaking the king's rule was like choosing death. Esther risked her life to save her people. Esther was a person of faith who loved her people. Esther is a woman of faith. Esther believed in the power of prayer. So, rather than doing anything else, she firstly asked for the intercessory prayer from the Jews. She fasted, prayed for 3 days as well and clung on to God. How do you react when you encounter difficulties? Like Esther, you must seek God first of all. Prayer is not about finding a way, it is seeking God. Esther fasted and asked for God's help when the people of Judah were on the verge of complete destruction. As a result, Jewish people were saved from their crisis, which was a miracle, the work of God. Secondly, do not do anything before you pray. Prayer is not about asking God for help, but it is about God, about the will of God. Those that pray and those countries that pray could be weak. However, God that listens these prayers is powerful, almighty and faithful. So, prayers do amazing things. It moves the authority of the heaven and allows the power of God to be evident. In the 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse 35, Hezekiah was like that. When Assyria struck them, they besieged the city, sent a letter forcing them to surrender and even mocked God. Hezekiah went up to the house of God and prayed to God. First, on that night that he was praying, angels of God appeared and made 185,000 Assyrian soldiers to be blind. As a result, they fought against their own people and died. What the people of God in the Bible have in common is that they prayed first when they faced a crisis situation. That is right. John Knox said that as long as there is a person even that prays, then things would not fall down. When he preached the gospel in Scotland, Queen Mary, who was on the throne at the time, ordered people to kill all the believers. John Knox went into his study room and prayed with a heart that would vomit his blood even. God, give me Scotland or take me. The room that he was praying in had a window overlooking the palace that Queen Mary lived in. He faced the palace and repeated the same prayer over and over for hours. Not long after this, Queen Mary had a serious disease. Before she died, she said like this: "The prayer of one person, John Knox, is scarier than a troop with million soldiers." She died after saying this. Through the prayers of John Knox, countless believers of Scotland were saved. Surely prayer brings answers. As believers, we must ask for three things for our people. Firstly, we must pray for peace. Let us look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. The Lord came to give us peace. The cross broke down the barrier between God and human beings and gave us three types of peace. Firstly, he gave us peace of mind. Even people stress about the peace of the humanity. If you do not have peace in your heart, it is useless. Where the Lord is, always there is peace, as in John chapter 14, verse 27. Also, God give us peace in our families. Family is a model of heaven for human communities, and a family without peace is a hell. Also, God give peace to our people. Right now, our society is full of ideological conflicts, regional conflicts, and North and the South conflicts. When Christ is in the center, barriers would be taken down and national peace would be restored. We must pray for unification through the gospel. I always view North Korea as the end of Samaria. North Korea is the country with the most severe religious persecution and where the gospel is blocked. We must save North Koreans who are groaning under the dictator. We must prepare for the era of unification that would come all of a sudden. If our nation gets unified, it will become a nation that stands out above the nations of the world. We must constantly pray for the peaceful unification through the gospel, not by the war. We must pray for the way our people live. The Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13 to 14, it says that, if you turn away from the evil path, if you humble yourself, and seek the face of God, then God in heaven will listen to you. God needs to help us. He must protect us. Seeking the face of God is prayer. Those who pray are patriots, and those are the ones that love their country. Evil saved the people from crisis. Chapter 7, verses 3 to 4 says, Esther boldly went before the king. Verse 3 says, "Give me my life and give me my people." When Jewish people were in danger due to conspiracy of Haman, Esther confessed like this before the king. This was something that she did, even with risking her life to save people. Esther treated her life as the life of her people. Believers who have been saved must love their country as they love the heaven. Kim Gu, who devoted his whole life in serving the country as a Christian, said this: "Do not think about what the country would do for you, but a patriot is a person who does not think about what his country will do for him, but seeks what he can do for his country." That is right. As in chapter 7, verse 10, people of Judah were saved because of Esther. Haman was hanged on a tree, which was initially prepared to hang Mordecai, and the people of Judah were safely rescued. Esther, who became the queen, did not try to enjoy her blessing and glory all by herself, but tried to save her people. When she did that, she was able to live, and also the Jews were able to live. If you have exceptional talents, health, blessed conditions, I pray that you will be used by God like Esther was, for the glory of God. My dear family in Christ, like Esther that went up to the king, risked her life to save her people that were in crisis. As Christians, we must love our nation, our country. Without a country, happiness, hope, and prosperity cannot exist. We must love our own nation, Korea. There were 16 Christians out of 33 people that led the 1st of March independence movement. At the time, the total number of Christians in Korea was about 300,000 only. These people led the independence movement. I pray and bless you all in the name of Jesus that we would be true Christians that love our nation. Even for a minute a day, let us pray for our nation. That is patriotism. I pray all these in Jesus's mighty name. Amen.